Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by James Bagwell, who will be conducting the NSO as Natalie Merchant, the iconic singer-songwriter, is going to be performing at the Kennedy Center two nights, June 30th and July 1st. Hey, James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, to start, just overview, big picture stuff. I mean, talk about how epic it is to see Natalie Merchant perform with an entire orchestra there on stage at the Kennedy Center. I mean, a lot of us remember her, you know, MTV Unplugged and stuff like that with 10,000 Maniacs, all that stuff. But like, that's more like an acoustic vibe. This is like the opposite end of the spectrum. Talk about how epic the swelling sound about all these orchestral players behind her. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, it's magnificent. And especially to hear her and hear the NSO in the Kennedy Center will just be fantastic. But her arrangements and the way in which she's orchestrated these songs really just contribute to this sort of massive sound. And her voice itself fits so beautifully into the orchestra. It's really quite something to hear.
I love it. And I believe at least the website says it's part of her Keep Your Courage tour. I know that's named after her ninth solo album that just dropped, I think, in April. So recently.
That's right. Yeah.
Are all the songs going to be from that new album, or is there going to be some of the, you know, the quote unquote greatest hits sprinkled in as well?
It's a real mix of her material for the last 25 years. Songs from Ophelia, songs from this most recent record. The audience will really hear sort of the full spectrum of her career, both the stuff that she did with 10,000 Maniacs and also her solo material as well.
Awesome. Well, I would love to do a deep dive into some of these songs, you know, individually here. That way I can tee up. You know, this is just an excuse for me to play some of these great songs on the
radio. Go ahead, man. Can't wait.
So I'd love to have a sort of a quote from you, you know, to set up each soundbite or whatever. So yeah, I mean, 10,000 Maniacs, obviously fronting that band first, which is badass all on its own. These Are the Days, 92. I mean, there's so many good ones. But tell me about Because the Night. I think that became a hit in 93. Obviously, a cover of the original song by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Smith, you know, had a hit with it before. But, you know, tell me about, you know, what's it like performing that? I guess I should ask, are you performing that?
That's not actually, it's a great song, but it's not on this, you won't hear it on this particular concert unless she adds it in at the very end.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? That's what's the fun of this. You never, and there's so many
you
hits,
never
there's,
know.
There's not room for everything, you know? Are you going to play anything off of her? You know, she broke off solo for that album, Tiger Lily. It went like five times platinum or something crazy. Are you going to play Carnival?
Yeah, that's on there.
Oh, God. Now, our listeners will remember, you know, the Have I Been Blind, that whole thing, Hypnotized, yeah. Mesmerized. Tell me, it was all over the radio, but from a conductor standpoint, what musically is fun about conducting that?
Well, it's just such she's such a great songwriter. And, you know, I was going to also mention a couple of other songs from Tiger Lily that's on there. And one is Beloved Wife, mm-hmm. which was written... she sort of snuck this in, and I don't know, she probably won't mind, but it's about a family member, a grandparent, and the grandfather's response to his wife who's just died, which she revealed that to me as I was just finishing conducting it on the podium for the first concert that we ever did. And if I'd known that beforehand, I don't know if I would have gotten through it quite the same way. So she's also River is on from, which is also from Tiger Lily. A song about River Phoenix that's on the set list as well.
Wow. Thanks for,
and the letter, which uses the string section, which is just gorgeous. It, man, that is beautiful. And it just fits her voice so well. And she sounds incredible. I mean, this is a voice, this is a one in a million voice. So, and to hear it with orchestra just is an incredible thing.
Awesome. How about, it's so funny, you've mentioned like three or four hit, you know, beautiful songs off of Tiger Lily, and we didn't even mention Wonder, you know? They say I must be one of the wonders.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that going to make the cut?
That's on there in a nice new string arrangement too, which is fantastic.
Oh, well, we'll go a little more into that. You know, do you work with her? Who comes up with the new string arrangement?
Well, she works with a lot of different arrangers. And this one, I believe, is relatively new. And it just really kicks in with what the band is playing. And by the way, her band, who has been touring with her for the last several months, makes such a impact on the orchestral sound. You know what I mean? It's to hear such a tight rhythm section with an orchestra is just chilling. It's so exciting.
Oh, so chilling. And folks, if you needed more proof that Tiger Lily is one of the epic all-time albums, all those that we've already mentioned, and we still haven't done Ooh, Jealousy.
Yeah.
All right, does that rear its head?
No, that one's not there.
That one's not making it. Well, like we said, it's not possible to fit them all.
Because it's sometimes at the end of the concert, she and her band will go out and do some stuff without the orchestra. And so sometimes they'll just do different things. So I never know exactly what she's going to do without the orchestra.
Wow. But yeah, I mean, that's Tiger Lily for you. But you mentioned also her second solo album, Ophelia, from 98.
Yeah, we're doing the title cut from that album with the orchestra, and we're doing Life is Sweet. We're doing Kind and Generous, Frozen Charlotte, all the biggies off of that album.
All the biggies. Do a deeper dive just so I have extra fodder for sound bites. You know the deal. But go a deeper dive into your arrangement of Kind and Generous. We'll all remember the na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It starts off with just her and the band, and we just keep adding orchestral instruments. So it just keeps building and building and building and building. Where, I mean, it's just almost unbearably great. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but where you just sort of like, you can't believe this, how great this is.
I like that. Unbearably great. Does anything, Tiger Lily and Ophelia, of course, were like the two big albums that I remember from you know, Natalie Merchant's discography. But is there anything from other stuff like Motherland or?
Well, I mean, it's the new stuff. There's a song on there called Sister Tilly, which is just unbelievably good. And another song called Big Girls. These are all the arrangements that you would hear on the record. So it sounds like you're just listening to the record, because the songs that have orchestra were written specifically for that recording.
Wow. I mean, it's just going through this body of work. It's amazing.
It's kind of stunning, isn't it? I mean, it's a real great catalog, you know, and I listened to 10,000. I was thinking about this morning. I listened to 10,000 Maniacs when I was a senior in college. And, you know, that's exactly who that music was meant for.
Yeah.
And then when I went on to, you know, and left college, went to graduate school, then it was, you know, Ophelia and Tiger Lily. And then it just sort of has followed me around, you know, during my musical life. And actually, she, our first concert together was in 2011. And I teach at Bard College in New York. And she came and we did a concert together with the orchestra. And it was just so simpatico, you know. I never imagined I would be doing this for as long as I have with her, with so many great orchestras. So it's been a real treat for my own musical life to be able to, you know, get to be around her.
Wow, yeah, someone you listen to, like you said, in college and then on into your adult life, and suddenly you're meeting her. And, you know, they say never meet your heroes, but in this case, it was good. It was,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. You know, she's such a supremely talented musician. Her singing is so good. Her ears are amazing. She has a great gift for writing very interesting songs, and her songwriting has evolved so much over the last several years. You know, just to be a part of that is, again, you know, you life is sweet, you know, so.
Pun intended, right?
Yep.
Awesome. I mean, yeah, I mean, when you add it all up, like we're saying, all of these albums and songs and, you know, her band, her Maniac stuff and all of her solo stuff, like, do you think she's still like one of the most underrated singer-songwriters of our time or all time? Like, I feel, you know, people talk about, and rightfully so, Carole King's Tapestry and Joni Mitchell and all that stuff. But like, to me, if you take like a Tiger Lily or Ophelia, like those albums are, I mean, Natalie Merchant is like that for our time.
Yeah. And those albums were huge and they hit at just the right sort of sweet spot. And, you know, people and her fan base is so strong. Every concert we've done together on this tour has been sold out. So, you know, and she takes a different tack with her, you know, her songwriting style is so true to herself and does not follow any kind of particular trends. It's just, this is what Natalie Merchant has to say. And I think that's what sets her apart, at least in my mind. Plus, again, not to just keep saying the same thing over and over again, but this is an extraordinary voice. I mean, it's an instrument that's just hard to match. And it's her sound. You can immediately tell that's Natalie Merchant.
Absolutely. Well, I guess in closing, you know, tell us a little more about yourself. You mentioned that this, you said that you've been doing this. Have you been, I guess you've been touring with Natalie for the show, and then you got what you, I guess my question is how do they tap you to conduct with NSO? Cause you conduct, you know, all over.
Yeah. Well, the, you know, when she decided to go back on the road, this tour that she's on right now is a combination of orchestral tours, orchestral concerts, excuse me. And, concerts with her band and a string quintet. And, you know, we just are simpatico with one another. And so we sort of have an arrangement that whenever she does an orchestral concert, I'm the one who gets to do it. So
lucky you.
Lucky me is right. And it was so funny because we did our first one together back at the end of April. And it's the first time we'd done it in, you know, 10 years at least. And it just sort of fell right immediately back into place. And that was so great to be able to do that. So I never imagined, you know, when I was an undergraduate listening to Natalie Merchant that, and I was a pianist and a choral conductor and an orchestral conductor. And I never thought I would get to go out on the road with her. You know, that's just such a bonus in my life. It's one of those things you can't plan for, you know, you just get lucky.
Nope, that's all-time career stuff. That's great.
It really is. I'm so lucky.
And I guess sort of in closing, talk about the NSO. Like, have you conducted them before with anything? I mean, we've interviewed, Stephen Reinecke and Emil DeCoux when they come to town to conduct mm-hmm. with NSO. But, you know, for you, what's your, you know, remind us your history with that group.
This is my first time with them.
Awesome.
So I'm really excited. And one of the cool things about doing this with Natalie is that I get to play with all these fantastic orchestras. Just a few weeks ago, I was with the Atlanta Symphony, and we've done the Phoenix Symphony and the San Francisco Symphony and Seattle Symphony a couple of times. So it's really been just fantastic for me. Even my hometown symphony, which is the Alabama Symphony in Birmingham, which is where I grew up. Natalie and I did a concert there together too. So nice. It's just been so fantastic to get to do this.
And just so I have my details for, like, when I write the article that goes with this, how many piece orchestra, like how many musicians will be on stage?
I think it's 40 players, but I don't want to be held to that because I tend to get these numbers mixed up.
So would you rather me just say dozens?
Yes, dozens.
Dozens of the most talented,
dozens of
players
the most, the most fantastic musicians.
All right, everyone, it's James Bagwell going to be conducting the NSO at Kennedy Center June 30th and July 1st with the great Natalie Merchant. So many great songs, and you're going to hear them all at Kennedy Center. Hey, thanks so much for doing this, James.
Thank you, Jason. Can't wait to see everybody.